This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You know, I can't back down because they used to get you quicker that way.
Well, I won't back down.
No, I'll stand my ground.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
I know it's right.
Gonna stand my ground.
Won't be turned around.
Won't be turned around.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Gonna stand.
Here's the most important part.
Ground.
No, I know it's right.
And I won't back down.
I got just one life.
Pain, baby.
There ain't no easy way out.
There ain't no easy way out.
Pain, you're gonna find that out now, folks. I'll stand my ground.
Will stand my ground.
And I won't.
And I won't back down.
It's harder to back down. Freedom and justice, everything good comes from not backing down.
Well, I know what's right.
I got just one life.
I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground. And I won't back down.
Yeah, Tom Petty does a great job with that song, but I think old Johnny Cash does a better job.
There ain't no easy way out.
No easy way out. I'll have a podcast called that. I won't back down.
Will stand my ground.
All right.
And I won't
down. No. John Bound did a really good report that really should be aired. And there's so many others, but Austin, Texas, is now the home invasion capital of the world. And just 5 years ago, it had a very low crime rate. It's dangerous as hell. And they've had trouble suppressing those numbers. And now they're cutting the police budget 20-plus percent. And they're going to have the police, though, doing all this new social stuff, messing with everybody that isn't a criminal. I mean, I tell you, man, it's so screwed up. And if you think the police got problems now, and they do, because everybody's got problems, you just imagine till they're SJW'd out like the UK, man. The footage coming out of the UK, where they walk up to Nigel Farage, who could have been the prime minister, most popular man in the UK, probably in Europe, a rock star of liberty. And they come up to him and they say, "You're not allowed to videotape these boats landing. We're going to arrest you. You don't get out of here." It's all in a fake leftist British accent. But there's nothing soft about it. It's hardcore tyranny. And the Australian police, because Aussies are great people, but they've always had bad cops because they were a prison colony. And, I mean, you know, if you smarted off in those work camps, whatever, they'd hang your ass. So, I mean, they catch a mom out there. With her mask on, you're not allowed. They walk right up and slam her head around the wall and start choking her. And the woman goes, "Please don't choke me." And they keep choking, saying she's resisting, because they tell them, "You go out there and you brutalize women. We want the images of women being brutalized." And then you get all these videos of them choking women. And it's men choking women in front of their kids. You say, "Why do they do that?" "Because they're teaching your ass that you're a slave. They're teaching you that they are God. And if it's a white guy beating up a black guy for not wearing a mask, it's okay. If it's a white guy choking a woman, it's okay. Because they're heroes, man. They're saving you from the COVID." And Bill Gates said it ain't ever coming back. You ain't ever living again. You ain't ever having a job. You're non-essential. You're going to sit in your house while everything crumbles. By the time you figure out it's an orchestrated depression, well, that's too late, ain't it? How long's it been since you had a big steaming bowl of mass collapse, famine, and death and war? Well, that's too long. You're going to get what those babies get in their mama when they dump that acid bath in there for a day and a half while their skin burns off. You're all gonna get hurt real bad now, and I am too.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now, 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets, it'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now, and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the new leftist city. Once very low crime rates, she is the best city to live in. The left moved here, and in just a couple years, it's now one of the most undesirable feces, needles, and the highest crime rate in the state of Texas, almost the country, for home invasions. Because in came the left. They don't have guns. The predators know. If you've got a Democrat sticker on your house, rob, rob, rob.
Communist sympathizer and District 4 City Council member Gregorio Cazar has spearheaded the left's inevitable engineered demise of Austin, Texas. Cazar and the totalitarian mob running the Austin, Texas City Council have signed off on ultimately cutting $150 million from the Austin Police Department that is already stretched thin by a metro area that is rapidly expanding and growing by 4% on average every year and has a crime index that is higher than 83% of other U.S. cities. Not to mention that a majority of Austinites opposed defunding the police, as a survey conducted from July 14th to the 17th found a majority of respondents, 53% to 40%, do not support reducing officers, according to the Greater Austin Crime Commission. This survey also found that 47% of Austin voters believe the city is on the wrong track. 84% of those surveyed were dissatisfied with the handling of the homeless. 92% of Austin voters feel safe in their neighborhoods, but only 56% feel safe downtown. And there was overwhelming performance satisfaction for the Austin Fire Department and the Austin Travis County EMS. But the safety of Austinites is obsolete to Marxist idealism, as $21 million will immediately be reinvested into reimagining of housing programs and victim and mental health services, cutting cadet classes and overtime pay, as another $80 million will minimize the departments of the forensic labs, communications, victim services, community partnerships, and roughly $50 million will be reimagined and cut down other programs within the department. But the Austin City Council found another $250,000 to give to their abortion care practical support program. Police Chief Brian Manley calmly set the table for what Austinites can expect when requiring the aid of law enforcement in the future.
And as everyone is aware, as a result of the budget that was passed earlier today by the mayor and city council, we are going to see some fundamental changes here at the police department, changes that we've not seen in my 30 years since I've been here. With the reduction of 150 police officer positions in the Austin Police Department, we will go back to a staffing level that we were at back in 2015. So this will require some work with me and my team.
Is there any plan right now to change the security detail for council members?
There are no plans for that right now. We have many units that will be under consideration as we figure where we will pull officers from. Again, we're going to have to move officers out of specialized details to put them into the patrol function so we can maintain adequate resources on patrol.
While Texas Governor Abbott told Newsweek, Austin's decision puts the brave men and women of the Austin Police Department and their families at greater risk and paves the way for lawlessness. Public safety is job one, and Austin has abandoned abandoned that duty. But in the meantime, the Texas Department of Public Safety will stand in the gap to protect our capital city. Rapes, burglaries, and theft in Austin is already above the state average, and home invasions are a constant.
Police say four suspects broke into an apartment and robbed the victim and child at gunpoint.
Overnight, investigators releasing the gut-wrenching 911 call made moments after intruders broke into a Texas home in the middle of the night, killing this young father as he tried to defend his family.
I need help. I need help so bad.
Deputies say Allen broke into the home and robbed the woman at gunpoint. At one point, the victim says Allen zip-tied her ankles and wrists together. He told her not to move for at least 5 minutes and said, "I know where you live and that you have a son."
Lucero Vasquez and her daughter were fast asleep at around 9 o'clock Wednesday morning at this Northeast Austin apartment complex. Her husband was at work. What woke them up was completely unexpected.
There was a man dressed in blue with a cap, the same from the video.
And that video was caught by this camera up above, showing the man who Austin police say kicked in the door, walked into Vasquez's bedroom, and demanded money.
Say three people broke into an apartment as part of a home invasion robbery. The residents were home at the time and responded by shooting the suspects. Two of the three people were killed. The third suspect was taken to a local hospital. The email stated two students say two men kicked in the door to their apartment, struck them with rifles, stole their belongings, and left.
But the Austin City Council literally calls to have APD headquarters blown up, instead transforming the international destination of South by Southwest and the Austin City Limits Festival into a crime-riddled homeless shelter akin to Los Angeles and San Francisco.
You know, we have a person's belongings right next to our patio. They've been here for weeks. We can't say anything about it. APD can't say anything about it. It's an obstruction. So, you know, but that's a very gray definition with the ordinance change.
It's not just downtown. Michael Cargill, owner of Central Texas Gun Works in South Austin, captured this on store surveillance.
He was pretty much just terrorizing the ladies that were leaving businesses, trying to get to their vehicle. He threatened to, you know, kill someone, kill a lady. Police took probably about an hour and 30 minutes or so to show up.
Cargill says he also captured this with his cell phone.
Defecating and some other stuff, and also shooting up, you know, right by our front door.
Most of the country is currently fleeing in droves to cities just like Austin.
Have you ever seen this is what the media did not show? Look at everything. Everything's boarded. Even the hotel is boarded up. Look. This is all Manhattan. Boarded up.
But before you know it, cities like Austin will represent the hellholes those people are rapidly fleeing from. John Bound reporting.
And by the way, what's crazy is they did a news report with Cargill, who's a good friend of mine. He's not even in a bad area of Austin. They've been robbed, attacked, shot up. You hear him go, and we've been shooting up. No, they've been shot up. Remember when they tried to break in to get the guns like a month ago? I mean, it's like one business has been attacked like five times. And folks, they're robbing the fancy neighborhoods. They're robbing it all now. And the good news is all the liberals I know, that my wife knows, because, you know, she used to be a liberal, I would call her a leftist, they're all buying guns and shotguns. And now her liberal friends are like apologizing and saying, "You're right. Oh, my God, what do we do?" It's not about being right. It's just like, let me say something here really, really important. When the UN signs a treaty with almost every nation on earth in 1992 to by 2020 be in full swing for a post-industrial world that causes an 80% population collapse by 2050, if you look at the numbers and what that would do, it's road warrior into the world stuff. I mean, Revelation says the Antichrist kills, what is it, two-thirds of the earth? I forget. You know, die during all this? Well, the UN says 80%. What do you think this is going to be like? You think this is going to be fun? You think you're just going to silver surf through the whole deal and it's going to be cakes and lions and teddy bears and unicorns? No, folks, it ain't going to be Lucky Charms. And people go, "Oh, the left is inept. They collapse everywhere they go, and mental illness." They're not inept. The front people are. You think Pelosi and Maxine Waters and Nadler that can't even hardly talk around anything, they're told what to say. You think Joe Biden runs anything? Joe Biden's in there because he'll do what he's told. And he's so stupid, he'll destroy his own future. His own children's future. They're engineering this whole thing on purpose, and they admit they are. It's not like I'm just saying, oh, it's obviously engineered. They say they're collapsing everything. The UN admits 130-something million are going to starve to death under a year of COVID lockdown. We're already 8 months in, and guess what? Millions are starving to death. They just die in their sleep, folks, and they just say, oh, malnutrition. And then you'll be walking down the street, and there's some arrogant black person going, you white people need to do something for us. Oh, what? You need to do something for everybody. It's disgusting. Like all these bloated, weird Black Lives Matter women that run everything. They don't say a word about death camps in China. They don't give a flying you know what. They're all a bunch of devil worshiping trash. And it's all going to go down now, folks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. Sweet dreams are
made of these. You know, I don't care about Hollywood. I don't care about status. I don't care about the world's power. But I do care about human life and our souls. And I know the most effective thing I do is calling different globalists out by name and putting messages directly out to them. And at a subconscious level, I hold back because that's the one time you can really piss them off and they go ahead and have you killed. And it's not that I'm afraid of dying. I just don't want to do suicidal things, suicide by globalist. And so literally the Holy Spirit holds me back from it. But now the Holy Spirit has told me to go ahead and attack. And here's the issue. After years of holding back, I've been holding back, ladies and gentlemen, the real oratory skills and the real analysis and the will. God this morning told me that it's time to release the will. And so I'm just putting everybody on notice. It starts today. I'm not holding back anything anymore. And this is not my will, it's God's will. God's told me to really step it up and not hold back out of not wanting to be arrogant or prideful. Because, you know, really being what you can all do too. Really, really being who I can be and really using my brain against the enemy and my will is a terrible thing. It's terrible. I'm scared of it. And I know it means the enemy's going to come after us too, but it has to be done. Now is the time. And it's very humbling. Praying for me is very humbling to do that in public because when I pray, I am in the presence of God even stronger. And messages of the president are very humbling because I know that Trump's dialed into the metaphysical. And if I say this is a message to Trump, he gets it. And that's why I don't do a lot of them, because it's not that I'm intimidated to talk to the president. It's that I better have something important to say when I do it. So if I try not to hurt people and if I try to hold back, it's just not going to flow. So it's going to probably have some fits and starts, but I'm just going to let them have it. And it's like a pressure, you know, that millisecond a bomb detonates starting to build up right now. And I just want the listeners and viewers to know the InfoWars is about to go next level. Because the whole thing's going next level, and the enemy is going next level. And so I've been holding back because, again, I'm dialed in, and I can just like, that's like, wow. It's like a storm that hadn't got there yet. You see it blowing in across the water, and then you start seeing the trees start moving, and when it's actually there, you know, the windows are breaking. It's like, man, I know it's coming. And it's not me, folks. It's all of us. It's big. Because the enemy is going ahead with it. That's really what I wanted to say. And then I thought about, what am I going to do coming into break, and what have I been feeling the last few months and weeks? And it's that Trump can't fix this himself. And us getting mad at Trump and saying it's his fault or wishing he'd do better is a cop-out. It's us. And what's going to happen is going to happen. But there's a version where things are light, but we still go through a lot because we need to be punished and get back to reality. And there's other versions. There's a lot of different versions of this reality. And there's one down here, if we don't act now and really take action, that's what people call in. They say, you got a lot of courage. Are you kidding me? I got a lot of courage. If somebody's trying to drop me out of a helicopter into a volcano, trying to hold on to the helicopter, they're like, you got a lot of courage. You're fighting hard. I'm like fighting dudes on a helicopter trying to throw me out. They're like, damn, you're beating some people's ass, man. You got a lot of courage. They're trying to throw me out of a damn helicopter into a lava. That ain't courage. That's me holding on with my fingernails, people! You think this is some kind of game? You think these people are playing games? Bill Gates wants to kill you! He said he wants to kill you! He's out in the open. So we should be having a discussion about people that are going to die in these trials. People that get sick in the trials of these vaccines. Now he's a murderer. And now we sit there and let his whole system murder people and then he's not held responsible. I'm not the one whose job it is to decide who lives and who dies. And he's telling you he's deciding who's living and dying. And I tell Bill Gates, who I know is a slave of Satan, that you serve a God that's already been defeated and is no God. Because you can't reason with Bill Gates. You can't make him back down. You can't make him stop. Because all he is a big, stinking, rotting tentacle hanging out of Satan's ass like a hemorrhoid. So don't try to talk to Bill Gates. Don't try to reason with him. Because all he knows is carrying out that mission to poison you and kill you slowly and suck everything out of you. He runs Monsanto. He runs it, everything. That's the little demon. Oh, he's a front man. Oh, he's a, you know, he acts so evil and giggles about killing people. He's not a high-level one. No, the high-level ones hit it before. Now they're showing you who they are. We're in a new phase. And if you can let a demonic elf sit there and tell you how he wants you dead, but oh, he sure loves you, and he sure got a shot for you, he's telling you what he's going to do to you. So here's what I'm trying to get at right now. I don't say this to demoralize you or to make you feel scared or to make you think to give up. It's the opposite. But I can tell you that Trump is not in control of almost all these countries. He's not in control of the UN. He's trying to get out of it. He understands the problem now. He's not in control of the federal government completely. He can't stop it. It's all the corporations. It's all the big banks. It's the big money. It's the EU. It's the communist Chinese. It's evil in all our hearts. It's the Hollywood class. It's the Satanist. It's the occultist. It's the deceivers that have been betting on evil because they believe they're going to get all this power and they believe they're going to get this life extension and they are delusional. They are cursed. They have psychic viruses in their brain and their soul, and so they're gone. And they do one thing, and that's destroy civilization, and it's spreading. And so I just want everybody to know, you're not fixing this. And we're going to go downhill because God's lifted the hedge of protection. And the minute the hedge of protection is lifted, the enemy comes in because that's what it does. And it's a law of the universe, man. You can't kill third world people. You can't enslave people. You can't live off slaves. You can't kill babies. You can't devil worship. You can't be lazy. You can't be stupid. And then not have the psychic vampires, the psychic wolves come in and destroy you. They will do it. It's blood in the water. We have been dumping the blood of the innocents into the psychic water of the universe. We have been human sacrificing and devil worshiping and hurting ourselves and taking all these drugs. And we're done. We're going to be absolutely tortured and brutalized. And no one's going to care because they're all satanic. They'll be getting torn apart, you'll be getting torn apart, and it's just stampeding mass mental illness and delusion and just crashing civilizations. And up at the top, weird, crazy women just dancing on the death of everything because Satan wants that image of women leading the earth into death. And they're going to kill most of the earth, they're going to kill all the animals, all the species, and then celebrate it, they're the one, and then say that humans did it when the Satanists did it. Mass death, mass evil. Get ready, it's coming.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So, she has been chosen because she's part African. And now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Face this, we have to know this, we have to understand it. Again, if you're a new listener and you hear me tuning in saying there's a world government with off-world entities that wants to set up a plan to exterminate us, it's mainline science that the big CEOs believe we're in a simulation and that aliens created us and that they're building a world government to set up a super technology to break free, that they believe that some entity has enslaved us on this planet. I mean, it's all right out of the Bible. And people can say, well, is this some larger deception where, you know, the actual God did this as a sadist? That's what the Satanists always say is, oh, your God's a sadist. your God set this up and allowed this. No, God gave us free will because we're new entities with the potential of God in the millennium. Not that we're God. We're made little g, image of God. But it's a process to even be able to interface with God. And if you're God, the only thing you can do that's new is to create new entities that actually have free will and the potential to create whole new universes, whole new realities. And if you look at The Secret, Oprah Winfrey, the Satanists all know that's God's plan. They want it now. But notice they want to do it at the expense of everybody else's free will. We have to submit to them. We have to behave the way they want us to, and then they'll build this utopia. But you look at a picture of Congresswoman Presley and AOC, and just look at the satanic look on their face. Look at the fake smiling. Look at all of it. Look at Joe Biden. These are all slaves. These are all jokes. And they've been told, make war against reality, make war against all that's good, and you will be the king of the universe. But obviously it's not helping them. It's not helping their constituents. They're destroying themselves because they're following a program that's not of this world. And that's why everything they do is about looking as alien and weird and creepy as they can. Because these are monsters, folks. Steve Bannon, you know, gets the populism of the world. Can't be trusted. But Democrats want destruction of American way of life. No, they want destruction of humanity. I always see Tucker Carlson saying, the Democrats hate Trump more than they love America. And I've said on air, and I've said to Tucker, hey, why don't you and everybody stop saying they hate Trump more than they love America? They hate America. They hate everything it stands for. Not that we're perfect, but what it stands for. And notice you don't hear Republicans now saying that line, they hate Trump more than they love America. These people don't want the country to exist. So stop judging them the way you operate. You know, you eat too much ice cream, you feel bad. It's the middle of the night, you piss on the toilet seat, you don't wipe it up, I'll let my wife do it, she doesn't work, I'll let her clean my piss up. You know, I mean, literally, that's the kind of stuff that I, at 2 a.m., oh, God, I missed the toilet, I'm going to let my wife, you know. That, you know. That's Alex Jones guilt level stuff, is I pissed on the side of the toilet, a little squirt. The globalists aren't just not into guilt. They want to go rape a baby. They want to go and push that limit and do something really horrible because they like the feeling of God pulling away from them. They like that sensation of horror. Not me. I don't even want to do bad things. Oh, yeah, look at Stephen Colbert letting everybody know who he is with Podesta. Flashing a full-on Satan face. And so are the rest of them. And you get around these people, man. Let me tell you something. I was never a devil worshiper. I got roped into a couple times. You know, getting brought to the real deal. Like Eyes Wide Shut stuff. I mean, it wasn't quite a castle, but it was close. The other time it was outdoors and a big deal. You know, real. And let me tell you. They're wearing masks and hoods for a good reason. Put Colbert back on. That was a good job pulling that photo up. Stilter. Why do you think Stilter makes that face? Because let me tell you something. When you're a kid strapped down, a two-year-old grabbed with somebody's yard, and you're in a basement, let me tell you, when the door opens up, buddy boy, that's what you're going to see. You see that look right there, and it's bad. In fact, most Satanists don't even like to get possessed, and they don't even make that face. That face is called the Joker, ladies and gentlemen. Because when people start making those faces in satanic rituals, while they wear masks, they start stabbing each other and things. Because that demon wants one thing, and that's to kill humans. And there it is. You see that look? They're all into themselves, all into the emptiness, all into the fake glow of Satanism. It's sick, and it's evil, and it's empty, and it's a joke. And that's it. It's the Charlie Manson stare, folks. And that's who they are, children of the devil. Living for the devil ain't doing too good for him. You know, people look at me and they say, oh, Jones looks old. He's 46 like he's 55. Yeah, that's right. Because I take the weight on my shoulders. And I'm not afraid of losing my body. And I do things to my body I shouldn't have done. But I don't serve the devil. I may look like Fred Flintstone, but don't I look alive? When I look like I got blood coursing through my veins and I'm tied into something good? Yeah. A lot of wear on these tires, but I like all the scratches and cuts and dents. It makes me who I am. But let's look at those people. Put them back on screen. You couldn't pay me. Yeah, I was reading about how Kamala Harris put a guy in jail when they had the DNA test and knew he was innocent. He didn't even have a criminal. He was a good guy they put in jail. It's one thing if somebody's already had like five rapes and a murder and they're out of jail for 20, you know, after 20 years and you're not sure. You don't frame them, but the evidence looks like they did it. Okay, send them back to prison. That's bad enough. But imagine knowing somebody's totally innocent and keeping them in jail for 18 years till the killer actually got found separately by people that weren't corrupt like her. And then the guy got paid $18 million, $1 million for each year. You couldn't pay me $1 billion to stay in some jail. Oh, he shouldn't get $18 million. It's all a big, sick joke. So if you're a radio listener, you know, you really got a good thing happening for you. You don't need to look at the left, but can you imagine walking around in the halls of those places now? In the year 2020, they're making satanic faces that Satanists 30 years ago, 35 years ago, won't even make themselves. Because, see, Satanists want to be in control of the demons. They don't want to be run by them. But, see, it's a whole new game plan now, ain't it? And that's why they walk around in Congress. I've been there and I've seen it. And they walk up to each other and go, like in all the movies of the supervillain. Why does the supervillain have a big evil smile on their face and cackle and laugh? Because they're turned over to evil. They're dialed into that channel. And they can't stop it. Governor Newsom loves all the suicides and crime, everybody moving out. He loves it. He's bringing down the whole country. That's his job. He's a military officer. And, of course, his wineries are the only ones with restaurants all over the state. Backed by Nancy Pelosi money. Makes hundreds of millions of dollars a year profit. His stay open. People go, why do yours? He goes, they do stay open. You know, well, that's evil. It's about rubbing it in and laughing and cackling at you. It's about teaching you to submit to them. The UK is not becoming a police state. It is one where there's no speech, nothing. It's all collapsing. Europe, same thing. And now here. Yippee-ki-yay. Let's go to break. I'll come back. It's important news. McBrain's put something special together for us. Stay with us.
Because you got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear the cry. Yippee-ki-yay.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pains, draining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on a Tennessee stud. Some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on a Tennessee stud.
All right.
The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green.
All right.
He had the nerve and he had the blood.
Let's get into it.
He was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
They never intended to end the lockdown. They said they would never end it. They war gamed it all. And so you got to tell your friends, your family, your neighbors constantly what the plan is, and that compliance is death. You know, I remember reading Siemens and Google documents that were public over 10 years ago about how in the future all cars will be driverless and how they would just phase in the driverless features for safety at first, wherever you go out of the lane, it takes back control. All the Chevys have that. And pretty soon, you know, it knows when you're on your phone. It won't just have you say, hey, I'm not driving, and then let you be on the phone. It'll have to face print that you're not driving. And then if you are, it's okay. It'll just take control. It's all surveilling you. It all sounds like it's good. It's an anti-state. But they admit the next move is they're going to put gates and bridges up that block the roads. And the public's going to accept that because the riots and the societal collapse that they're bringing in now for the next 5 years are going to be so bad that we're going to finally accept, well, you don't go outdoors unless they say to stop the riots, plus the COVID, we're already all used to it. This is a permanent martial law scenario. And now there's this huge article up on Infowars.com that I should have just led the whole show with. From townhall.com, fits in everything we warned you about. Maxine Waters, Congress can remove Trump without impeachment. We're going to cover this in a moment. Now, I told you, get ready for them to start saying we don't need impeachment to remove him. What did Brennan and Clapper say 3 years ago? We're going to remove him without impeachment. Now, of course, that's not just martial law. That's not just civil war. That is actual treason. But see, the psych warfare chief's running this. You're in a lockdown. You're in a race riot. You see people shooting people at checkpoints. They're the good guys. The people that fight back are the bad guys. And now, get the video of this. She came out and said this. Look at all this. This is paragraph after paragraph, this crap. I'll have to take 15 minutes the next hour of Salente. I know I'm doing an interview at 2:30, but I'm going to have to cover this. But see, how it works is you've heard me say it so much, and you've kind of heard them say it so much now. It's kind of like, all right, well, they're going to. I mean, obviously, the big story is the post office. They go, we want $25 billion extra after Obama defunded it. We want $25 billion extra so we can pay off the Postal Service to take all these stuffed ballots and fake ballots and do all this crap. It's totally illegal. But Chuck Schumer and all them turning around and go, Trump's violating the vote. He doesn't want you to have your mail-in ballot, which in Michigan and California and all over they're finding is like, I saw one report, a third of them are dead people. They're mailing it in. They're caught. Who do you think's filling out the names of dead people? They're sending them to every Democrat household, knowing full well that they're going to put grandma on there who died 5 years ago. And they're now saying they're not even going to check the voter rolls in most states. If a name comes through, they're just going to say it was a vote. Oh, but Fauci says we can vote in person. Isn't he nice? Oh, Fauci said I can have another shot that'll keep me safe. I mean, he's the guy that told us what we can do. But we have to keep our spirits up, and we just have to get the word out. But at the same time, I just say what I know is true. And I've analyzed this thing up one side and down the other. I know you have too. And I didn't get up here 5-6 months ago and say a collapse of the first world will kill the third world because I wanted to be shocking. I looked at the numbers. 5 billion people, roughly, of the 7.5 billion on this planet spend more than half of their paycheck of the money they get on food. And there's actuaries that when you start spending more than a third of your money on food, it means you're in a precarious situation. When you're spending over half on your food, it means you're in a very dangerous situation. All they got to do with those 5 billion people is shut down the Western economy for about 5 months. They've already done it, folks. And then the chain reaction will cattywampus all the supply chains out of the first world and the third world because we're getting the supply from them and then we're sending back money and other infrastructure, and it's a death sentence. And I don't sit here talking about how I care about these third world people like I'm some goody-two-shoe. I care about myself. And I know that we're next. And I feel bad for them too, man. I mean, I'm getting chills right now in that I'm not getting chills before when I was talking about all these people and I was just saying it without really feeling anything because I'm getting so comfortable with it Because that's how it works. Even though I don't want to do it, I'm getting comfortable with it because my mind's already made friends with it because I want to deal with it. I want to overcome it. But there's a sick level where if you overcome it by just accepting it, you've not overcome it, you submit to it. So then I thought about that. I got that big chill, not the good chill, the one, the God-fearing chill, where you get the little directive that, yeah, you don't even think about not caring. Because, see, one part of me is like trying to get used to it, just screw these people, God. Bill Gates could kill them all. Jesus. You know, I mean, you know, and I'm just trying to work my brain around this, man, because here's the thing. You know what a lot of my cells are saying. I know what your cells are saying, too. The people killing everybody, they're the ones that need to be brought to justice. And I don't talk about killing lightly. But I just think we should all pray that all these New World Order people be brought to justice by God. And God will answer back and say, are you protesting outside the abortion clinics? Are you standing up against the genetic engineering? Are you humbling yourself? Are you protesting? Are you involved? Are you? God wants to see us put God first. God wants to see us turn off the Netflix, put down the whiskey bottle. I'm talking to myself and to everybody else. And God wants to see us go out there. God wants to see you arrested for freedom. God wants to see you go through some fire before God starts doing what we want. If a billion people turned away from Satan and prayed today that the head of this whole COVID hoax be struck dead, he'd be dead by midnight. If a billion people repented in their heart, and God knew it was real, because God can see if it's real, and God already knows what you're going to do once you make the decision. If you have that decision, then we'd be delivered today. But God's not going to deliver somebody that doesn't want to be delivered. That's why when they're leaving Sodom and Gomorrah and the wife looks back, God says, don't look back. And she gets frozen into a pillar of salt because she didn't want to leave it. You got to revolt it. You got to hate it. You got to turn it loose. You got to really not want it. And if you don't want the New World Order, if it revolts you and you want away from it and you're not scared of it and you don't care what happens to you, you're in God's presence. But if you're worried about what people think, if you're worried about the world, then they got you and you're looking back at it. So you might as well just go down there. Because let me tell you, it's all going to burn. We fund our operation selling products. We got a big sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of items that were sold out, like the fish oil, we're back in there discounted. They're really good. Storable food, they really told me, is 1 to 2 weeks for delivery. But they said, don't say that. And I said, then don't tell me that. But they're great people. Get your storable food orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 2 to 3 weeks to get it delivered to you. Really good containers. Highest quality food for the price you're going to get it. You can pay 5 times more and get gourmet food that tastes better. But most of this stuff tastes really good and it's all nutritious. Few of the things are, you know, aren't my favorite. But, I mean, compared to other stuff, for the price, it's that nexus point of really high quality, good nutrients, great containers, great portability, and fun the operations. That's why we have them. We got them 12 years ago. They've been around 13 years. And now the number one company in the world because they're good. I mean, that's how it works. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 10.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.